This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Now, here we go.
Your dial set correctly to USAPreparers.com, broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. It's quiet in the studio today. Ricky Rocky just left. What a meetup we had last night, man. Jeez. Full house. Ricky was on stage at Ziggy's, and he was talking about structured water. I'm going to give you some homework starting tomorrow so that you can prepare for the structured water broadcast classroom on Thursday. You won't believe this. I'm serious. So we'll have a post on the website. I'd like you to take a look at it. And just go to the YouTube video that we suggest you can look at. And it will prepare you for the class. Ricky was riveting. Absolutely riveting. I'm talking about Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He was riveting at the expo. And he was riveting last night. So we'll have a little bit of homework. It'll probably take you about 10 minutes. It'll be enjoyable, and you will learn more than you ever thought possible about water. Water's a weapon. You won't believe it. Today, Jeff Holmes is with us, and we're going to be talking about firearms, and we are going to build, in this broadcast classroom, an AR-15. We're going to build it from the bottom up. You're going to learn about the components. You're going to learn about the quality. You're going to learn about what you need to consider should you decide to build one. And you can. You can. And just as important as that, maybe even more important, Jeff is going to share with you some inside information about ammunition. What you're going to hear about ammunition during this broadcast will change the way you think about a lot of things. I guarantee it. You're going to be shocked. And I want to do the discussion justice by spending enough time to describe what is happening. Welcome, Jeff Holmes.
Morning, Vince. How are you doing?
Well, I was doing great until you told me about the ammo. Jeez.
Sorry, Jeff. Of that news, but it won't be an industry secret for very long. I'm certain of that, and I hope my hope is that it works itself out. My concern is that it won't, and I think that's I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. And those who are, we've been preaching this for a long time. When you find what you need, it's available, it's affordable. Buy it, put it away for a rainy day, and that. That's, I don't care what it is, whether it involves your shooting lifestyle, your farm, your dogs. It doesn't matter. Those are the things. You buy it cheap, you stack it deep. And what the information that's come to me recently, we've been sitting on this for a very short period of time, less than a week, and we just decided, my wife and I had a discussion last night, and like I said, there's no secrets in this industry. Let me say this. There are, and there are some that hold those secrets, regrettably. And we, as you know, are not one of those people.
Well, I'm really glad you discussed this with your wife, because once we talk about this, Jeff, right now we are worldwide on the Internet. This broadcast is carried in four radio stations throughout the United States. a satellite that covers Canada, the United States, Mexico, Central America, and the islands. And simultaneously, it's being sent to a server that's going to rebroadcast it in Europe, North Africa, Russia, in the Middle East this afternoon. So it's going worldwide when you release it. So if you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready. More than likely, this is really an effect for those of us on the continental U.S., our territories, and Alaska and Hawaii, of course, which have always been on the higher end of price points of things simply because of shipping. Here's what's happening. For those who know, this won't be revelating or revelation. For those who don't, it might be. In the United States, there is but one, and I repeat, but one smelter of galena ore, which is the ore that lead and lead products are made from, happens to be in Missouri. Missouri is has always been since King Juan Carlos owned most of Missouri, has been a lead producing state, strategic. That smelter in Herculaneum, Missouri, will be closing early next year due to EPA regulations from 50 years ago, not today. That plant today is a very clean operation. It has to be to meet those requirements. But what they've been forced to do is clean up the wreckage of the past, so to speak, from World War II and forward up into the 1970s. The family that owns it has decided they're done playing in that sandbox, and they're done bringing their toys to the table and trying to negotiate with the EPA and make it worthwhile. When that plant closes, the domestic supply of lead, smelted, ready-to-use industrial lead for all applications, will be over for the continental U.S. What does that mean? That means that all of the galena ore, the lead ore, will be shipped overseas for smelting. What does that affect? That affects for us in our lifestyle bullets, finished ammunition, reloading components. The supply line is now going to be suspect at best and somewhat held hostage due to shipping regulations, the offshore smelters if they feel like sending it back. So we're going to once again send our natural raw assets away from our shores, out of our control, and hope that the other team plays by the rules. Where it's going, I have a feeling they will not, because currently they do take some of our ore now for their own domestic use, and they don't send any back, although that was the agreement, and that's what I was told. Currently it's not. When we start sending it all over there, I have a feeling we won't see much of it coming back. What will that do? That means the cost of ammunition, I have a feeling, and I hope I am wrong, but I don't think so, and others who I've spoken to on this, who I trust, feel the same. Ammunition will probably triple. Availability is going to be difficult. So the ammo shortage of 2013 is going to be the new normal, at least in my humble opinion. The new normal for a brick of 22 is expected to be where it is today, between $45 and $75 for a brick of 500. It could go up from there. I have a feeling it will. All ammunition is going to go up. On the commercial side, the strategic military side, it probably won't, because the military actually owns three small smelting operations due to strategic reserve and supply. So they have their own. Lake City has a facility because they're the largest. It's a government facility, but it's run by private contractors. Currently, it's ATK. So they're fine. They will have theirs. Does that mean that they will have another source for their demand? It means no, they won't. Your car batteries will go up. Everything that lead touches, solder, everything. Think about that. Let that sink in for a minute. Car batteries are already expensive. What's it going to be when they're $300 for a car battery, or $150 or $200 for your riding lawnmower? Once again, we've sold out due to regulation our wealth, and we're all going to be held hostage to that. Again, this facility will be closing early next year. I don't have a firm date. The family that owns it, again, they're just tired of playing the game. There was a retired geologist who worked hand-in-hand with them, and he said the same thing. He said there's There's more lead in Missouri than there is anywhere else in the continental U.S. Unfortunately, we won't ever see much of it anymore. St. Joe and Doe Run mines could produce lead for the next three centuries and never even worry about running out. But the smelting operation is the key, and there's only one in Herculane in Missouri. I encourage anyone who's listening to verify that for themselves. Don't take my word for it. But when you look into that, you'll find out what I'm telling you is the truth, regrettably. I encourage everyone at this time to start looking at buying the ammunition they want for their shooting lifestyle as much as they can afford or as little as they care to put back, and just start stocking it up for a rainy day. It won't go bad. It's an investment, and it could possibly do as well as maybe even silver, maybe even gold. I don't know. That's the thing. None of us absolutely know, but we do know that that plant will close. Once that happens, domestic supply for lead, finished lead products, is going to be in critical availability, and we are all in the same boat. That's what we know.
Jeff Holmes, we have medical doctors that I know. We have naturopathic doctors who I know that have given up. And they said the regulations, the restrictions, the reporting is just so burdensome that they're giving up. And this smelter, for the same reasons, is giving up. You know, class, at the top of the hour news, you heard that 48% of the people approve of what Barack Obama is doing. That means that 48% of the people are nuts. Absolutely nuts. Jeff, we're talking, when you said car batteries, this is so big. What you're talking about is lead aprons for hospital x-rays, dental x-rays, ceramics use lead. Some lead is used, has been used in some pigments. Lead is used as shielding. Lead is used in electronics. You can't solder right now without some component being lead. Keyboards. All kinds of electronics. All kinds of connections. Lead. And think about this. You want to put in a solar system? The most expensive component is the batteries. And they use lead. I'm Vin Finelli. Jeff Holmes, firearms instructor, expert. We'll be right back and build an AR-15. I'm bummed out.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're back. We're talking about a really serious situation with ammunition. By the way, Department of Homeland Security has hired people. Now, this is a rumor, but I believe it's true. The rumor is that they've hired people to go shopping for ammunition. As soon as it hits the store shelves, they buy it. How about that? How about that? One last thing I want to tell you before we take a call from Tim. And Tim is always a hoot. He's from West Virginia. But I wanted to tell you, we consecrated the Get Prepared Expo as sacred ground. And Chief Cloud Pilot did it. I just want, for those who haven't heard this, not one government type came to the Get Prepared Expo. Not a policeman, not law enforcement, not the FBI, not the CIA, not the NSA, not one. It was posted on all the doors, every single door that the statute was posted, and we had the four-page application ready for them. Not one of them came to the Get Prepared Expo. We made the national news. Tim from West Virginia, you're on with Jeff Olms and me.
How you doing today, Vin? Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Tim.
My buttons have been pushed, Vin.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, when he was explaining that family that's owned that mine in Herculeum, or I think that's where he said it was, Missouri.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing that crossed my mind, and anyone that's read Ayn Rand Atlas shrugged, is who is John Galt?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if people think George Orwell in 1984 is a harbinger of things to come in this country, anyone that has not read or listened to it on audio tape, it's wonderful. It's like 6 or 7 hours if you're going on a long trip. Invest in Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. It hits it on the head. I mean, the methodical destruction of this country and the brain drain it is creating is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And this also connects dots for me because don't you think that the DHS didn't sniff this out long before Jeff or any of his people were, or, you know, people that told him about it did? That's probably why the $1.4 billion were bought, because they know the price is going to triple. It connects dots easily.
It does. And Jeff just broke a national story right here, Jeff Ohms.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it is. And he broke a national story right here on USA.
You say I'm a hoot, but I'm not in a very good mood today, so I won't be much of a hoot.
Well,
he just ruined my day, and it ain't nothing personal, Jeff.
Just be advised and act accordingly, Tim. That's all I can tell you. That's all we've ever been telling our customers for a long time. Some of them have taken that advice. Some have chosen not to, and I understand it, both sides. We deal with a lot of the good guy law enforcement in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Those guys get it. They know they're on our side. And I feel for them, believe it or not, because they go out in harm's way for the right reasons under the constitutional mandates that they embrace. So for them, I have a fear. I don't want to see my cops get hurt.
Yeah.
And this is gonna put a crimp in their ability to do their job safely and protect, you know, the citizenry at large should they need to.
Yeah, it's just a backdoor way of interfering with our Second Amendment rights. But here's a final thought, Vin, and I'll get off of here for you all to discuss this more and be aware I'll be listening. But I've had friends for years. I've never tried to do it, always wanted to, just never took the initiative to do it. But I have many friends that make their own lead weights for fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all of the pro-gun people, pro-Second Amendment people, ought to really look in to going to their local salvage yard before they sniff this story out, before this becomes too widespread. You get you the biggest old hunks of lead you can get, and we'll all just turn into our own personal smelter, and I'll see you at the end of the driveway, EPA.
Tim, let me share one thing with you, though. If you've noticed, and Jeff, help me with this if you think I'm wrong. The reason that we jacket bullets is because the lead can't go much over, let's say, 1,000 feet per second without coming apart. So the problem is we can make the bullets, but we can't make them go real fast. We come back on the other side. Let's get Jeff's opinion on that. And, Tim, you want to stay with us and hear that answer?
Sure.
Okay. Tim from West Virginia. Jeff Holmes from St. Louis area, Missouri. I'm Vin Finelli, high atop the Missouri Ozarks. This is Genesis, USAPrepares.com. We're bringing some bad news. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Jeff Holmes is with us. Tim from West Virginia is on the line. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is a news flash. We're talking about a smelting plant closing, the smelting plant, the United States' only smelting plant. And we're talking about lead being smelted in Asia. Think about that. Think about that. And that impacts batteries. It impacts ceramics. It impacts if you want to have off-grid solar power, it impacts that, and of course projectiles. And Jeff, I mentioned that based on my memory, about 1,000 feet per second was as fast as you'd really want to go with just standard lead, not alloy lead. And I've seen 900 feet per second. I've seen 1,100 feet per second. And I know that we've got some 22s that go faster than that. What are your thoughts on that? Because most people, if you're, we're not going to make 22s. We're going to make something like maybe some 9mm, maybe some 380. And I'm talking about casting our own bullets out of battery lead. We're talking about 38 specials. But not many people will cast a 223 type projectile out of lead. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's true. The handgun and some of the larger caliber rifle bullets are can certainly be driven to the velocities they need to achieve their ballistic performance. But again, that has to be alloyed in the melting pot itself as it's being crafted. Most people aren't going to go to that length, but yeah, about anywhere between that 9-1100 is the safe range for a pure lead alloy, or pure lead rather. Alloying that up to a little bit of a different hardness, like a Lyman number 2, you can drive those a little bit faster. But you're gonna, the trade-off is sometimes accuracy and or letting up of the barrel, which is a problem, but it's not a deal-breaker. But, yeah, nobody's going to make 22s, and most people are not going to cast their own 222 or -224 projectiles. So we're kind of all in the pickle together, if you will. The largest, and just real quickly, and then we can move forward, but the largest producer of batteries in this country is a company called Johnson Controls, and they primarily satisfy the automotive industry. It's not a household name. They do a lot of other things, but that's their bread and butter. Again, that's going to be catastrophic. It's going to affect so many things that we haven't even begun to think through yet. We just don't know what we don't know on that front, but it's going to have effect all the way down the pipeline to wherever the strategic metal is used, and it's used in stuff we don't even know. Some of the things you were mentioning before.
Yeah, class. If you buy your batteries at the Chinese factory outlet, I don't know if they're currently made by Johnson Controls, but they used to be. So there are only about three major battery manufacturers. So whether you get your batteries at AutoZone, O'Reilly's, the Chinese factory outlet, any of those stores, regardless of the label, they're only made by three major companies. That's it. So this is a really, really big news announcement that Jeff has made. Tim, your thoughts?
Other than being very PO'd, I just want to say again, who is John Galt? And people, it's worth your time to read Atlas Shrugged, but more so be an activist. Don't just sit around and read. Stand up for
Yeah, and okay, on that line of thinking, Tim, being an activist is not a bad thing. It's not a bad label. It's a badge of honor. It's a badge saying, I'm going to say no. I'm not doing it. And letting people know what's really happening.
Right.
Alerting people. Being a Paul Revere. That's being an activist.
Yeah, one last thought before I get off here, and I will go, but in my current research, I just ran across something recently. I'm not sure if I heard it verbally from someone or read it, but the word conspiracy theorist did not have a bad connotation until John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and that is when the CIA planted in our lexicon the negative connotation for conspiracy theorist, and it has stuck and gotten stronger ever since. But just realize that was a psyop, and there's nothing wrong. It only takes two to form a conspiracy, and once a conspiracy is proven, it's no longer a theory, it's a fact.
On that line of thinking, I have removed from the list of instructors anyone who thinks that there is a problem with conspiracy fact. Anyone who even gave me the slightest hard time, like, conspiracy theory, come on, you guys. Anyone who even thought that, they've been deleted.
Good for
from
you.
From USAPreparis.com.
Good for you. And anyone thank you who for sold... letting me put my two frog pelts in.
Hey, listen, Tim, I can't believe it. I know. I know.
Bummed out's too lame. That's too. Who is John
Tim,
Galt?
Thanks very much.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Tim. Wow. You know, Jeff, when Tim calls in, he used to call in at the other station in the afternoon when I was on, before I was removed. he used to call in. He was a hoot. I expected him to be a hoot. Boy, I can tell. I can tell. He was just hitting the head with a 2x4 with this announcement, and I'm sure everybody else is too. Maybe we should just restate what you said for those who might have missed it. It is that important, don't you think?
I think so. Real quickly, there's only one lead smelting plant in the entire continental United States, and that's the plant that takes raw galena, which is the ore from which finished lead ingots and products are made, and it's turned into those products, or the raw part. It's in Herculaneum, Missouri. That plant will be closing early next year sometime. I don't have a firm date. Having said that, all of our lead ore will then have to go overseas, primarily to Asia, China, for smelting, and hopefully return to us so that we can use that finished product for everything that we use industrially and strategically that lead is required. When that happens, and no one has a crystal ball, myself included, but when that happens, the price of for our lifestyle, which is shooting ammunition, is going to skyrocket, and we are all going to be held hostage. The ammunition shortage of 2013 will look like a walk in the park. I hope that doesn't come to pass. Unfortunately, we do know for a fact the plant will close. Missouri is the lead capital, pretty much of the world, other than another one in Siberia. So we're all in this pickle together. When that plant closes, watch for ammunition to skyrocket. Availability will be iffy at best. You won't be able to pick and choose. You'll just have to be grateful you can get what you get. So take that under advisement. Do your own research. Verify that. The military is not held to that standard. They have 3 or 4 small smelters for their own strategic reserve use. But they will not be able to purchase lead on the open market to meet the demand of their quotas for production for military small arm ammunition. At that point, you won't ever see surplus ammo on the market again, probably. This is going to be a problem for whether you're a shotgunner, a clinker shooter, or you are a somebody that carries a gun and has to put foot to backside every day. Ammo is going to be worth a lot of money and hard to get. Act accordingly. Buy it now while you still can, while it's affordable. I know the price is high, but you're going to look back, and as we always have over the years, look back and go, oh, I remember the good old days. Well, the good old days are today. And keep that close and think that through. Let it sink in. Lead affects a lot of things we use. Car batteries, industrial flashing for roofs, all these things that we don't even know how it's going to affect it. That's what's coming, folks. I hate to be the bearer of that news, and I'm not the only one who knows this, but we're going to put it out there and let people make up their own mind.
Jeff, we had at the Get Prepared Expo last weekend, we had a massive amount of ammunition. Every kind you could possibly think of, from 22 shorts all the way up to 50 caliber machine gun. And we had all kinds. We had even chain shot, flechette, large shotgun ball. I mean, it was all there. Every bit of it was there. And I asked the exhibitor. And it was a lot. I asked the exhibitor on setup day how he was doing. Now this is setup day. We didn't even open the expo at this point. He sold enough ammunition before the expo even opened that he was satisfied with his event. We didn't even have the expo yet.
If nothing else, he was able to put the ammunition in the hands of all the other instructors and exhibitors, and that's a good thing because we're all pretty much of like mind. I'm glad they had the opportunity to take advantage of availability. That's a great thing. That's incredibly awesome.
And let me share this with you, Jeff. Tell me if this is what you're hearing. Because you have sources and I have sources and they're not necessarily the same sources. But I'm hearing that ammunition dealers. Now these could be, you know, if you go to a gun store, they don't have anywhere near the ammunition that an exhibitor at a gun show might have. Seriously, a lot of these gun show dealers have more ammunition than the gun store. Well, what I'm hearing is a lot of these guys are buying on the secondary market. They can't get delivery from the manufacturers. Is that
what
you're
hearing? The ammunition dealers at some of the venues and shows, that's all they do, so all their inventory dollars can be allocated to that, and they're not beholden to other things trying to pay their bills, so they have better buying power, and they have to get it where they can. And the thing about ammo most people don't realize is at a gun shop, when they buy ammo, they have to buy it by the pallet, and they don't get a choice in picking their caliber. They get a mixed pallet. Over the course of some time, after they've established themselves with the main distributor manufacturer, they're able to pick and choose calibers. But for the most part, they're not. So they run out of something, and they may not have another pallet purchase in their inventory dollars to get the ammo that they need that they're out of. So they have to wait. So yeah, at the shows, that's really probably one of the best places to pick it up in bulk and availability.
Jeff, when we come back, I know we said we were going to build an AR. I think we're going to have to do that another day because this is so important. But I'd like to share with you a rumor that I heard, and I don't want to be in the rumor business, but I think this is probably true. It's about a hardware store that placed an order. Jeff Holmes, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Jeff Holmes is with us. And on Monday at the meetup at Ziggy's, we're going to have we're going to teach a class on reloading. And this kind of fits in. So we're talking about the potential lead shortage that is really looming over us. It means ammunition prices will go up. It means supplies will be down. And we're going to teach reloading at the meetup on Monday. Now, Jeff, we originally wanted to talk about building an AR-15. Will you be available to do that on Friday at usaprepares.com? Right here on Genesis?
Yeah, that'd be fine, sure.
Okay. So, class, I apologize, but I think the news was so important that we took a turn and started talking about the lead smelting problem that's gonna result in ammo prices going up. It's a certainty. It's an absolute certainty. If this plant does close because of the pressures by the government to clean up the effects of World War II ammo production, which is admirable, but if the business goes out of business, ammo in the United States is going to be almost unobtainable. And our government is buying it. DHS is buying it. My understanding is, and I've heard this from many people, that DHS has hired people to go to stores and shop. And as soon as it's on the shelves, they buy it and take it with them. Individuals buying it, doing the bidding for DHS. Jeff, have you heard of that too?
That one I have not heard of. It doesn't surprise mm-hmm. me. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it past them to try and do that, since they have to commercially source as well, since Congress now and the House has said, hey, but spending this money so foolishly under the guise of cost savings, which we all know is absolute bunkum. I wouldn't be surprised in the least. And a lot of them will need their own personal supply. We here in this area, and I'm outside of St. Louis, but I work in St. Louis quite often with local PD. The St. Louis City PD NYPD has come out forward and said they won't even allow their own officers to private purchase duty weapons to protect themselves. And St. Louis County, however, is the opposite, and that chief is one of the good guys. But St. Louis City, because it's a political branch of the St. Louis City government, has decided that their officers' lives are not as important, and a lot of times they have to purchase privately their own ammo to train. This is going to put a huge, huge crunch in their ability to do their job effectively, safely. I just don't know what their thinking is on that, other than politics.
Jeff, have you heard of these warehouses full of ammunition? DHS is renting warehouses, guarded warehouses, where tractor trailer loads of ammunition are coming in many times a week, literally many times a week, and they're just stacking it and stacking it and stacking it. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't have an absolute confirmation, but again, it would not surprise me. You know, the government does things like that on a regular routine basis, and this division specifically, not playing by anyone's set of rules, I would not put it past them at all. And that dries up the supply line and supply chain for average Americans who enjoy a shooting lifestyle or if they want to protect their families. I wouldn't be surprised in the least. I'd like to find out a little more about that, and I will, as time permits, investigate that to the best of my ability through some of my contacts. But I have heard of it.
Yep. Yeah, please do, because my contacts are telling me that that is the case. And I'm talking about truck drivers. Truck drivers, and truck drivers are a great source of information because they haul loads of all kinds of things, including ammunition. So they know what is in the trailer. They know. And they unload it at the destination. And I'm being told, several sources, that tractor-trailer loads of ammunition are being unloaded and stored really tall, stacked high and deep and wide by DHS. Jeff Holmes, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to be back on Friday. Jeff Holmes and I are going to be talking about building an AR-15. I'm sorry we didn't do it today. I think the information is absolutely shocking. Please share this broadcast with all your friends and family and act accordingly. Jeff Holmes, contact information is on the website, usaprepares.com. Please contact Jeff Holmes if you'd like more information. Jeff Holmes, thanks so much for being with us. I'm bummed out.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.